You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
I grew up in a neighborhood in Houston, Texas, and remember vividly as a 9-year-old girl going to buy candy cigarettes from the store that I would pretend to smoke on a playground that had a nearby billboard advertising Newport cigarettes. I thought as a little girl, smoking would make me happy and make all my dreams come true. Because of those ads that I saw, child, I was wrong. Candy and fruit-flavored vapes, hookah, and tobacco products are hooking a new generation of Minnesotans on a lifetime of costly addiction and disease. Menthol-flavored cigarettes have been used for decades to hook Black Americans and other marginalized communities. The number one way to combat future youth addiction is to eliminate the sale and availability of flavored products. Did y'all know? 62% of Minnesotans support ending the sale of all flavored tobacco. There is a proposed bill sitting at the Capitol right now that would end the sale of flavored commercial tobacco products. Now, I want y'all to get more information. So tell your legislator, now is the time to stop failing our children. Minnesota can't wait another year to end the sale of all flavored commercial tobacco products. Visit this website, flavorshookkidsmn.org, to learn more.
Girl, they got you out here in these streets sounding and looking like you let your children cuss. Because, you know, there are some parents, girl, they drinking with the kids and smoking with the kids. I got a friend, he was like, I smoked my first joint with my mama. I was like, you did what?
Yes. I don't know, you know. And parents, you know, what we knew not to do. They have a freedom about them.
That's what I want to ask you. I tell the kids all the time, make your parents proud. Don't go out here and embarrass us. I don't think these kids give a damn about making us proud. They don't care nothing about our feelings. Girl, I'm talking about, you hurt my feelings, girl. Andrew had this, like, I don't really give a damn look on his face. I was like, he could care less that he hurt his grandmother's feelings. He don't give a shit that he hurt his grandmother's feelings. Don't care at all whatsoever. He don't care.
He don't care. And you know what? And I don't know if it's that he don't care. They have a comfort about how they talk to adults that we knew we would get slapped up in a corner. But they feel like, not to say they feel like they're adults, but they feel...
They do. They feel equal. They feel equal.
You feel
to
equal.
Us. And
yeah.
And that's not the case. And I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, for every job that I've ever had, I've always called my boss like Mr. Mm-hmm. Johnson or Mr. Bill or whoever. And that's not necessarily because I think they're better than me or I'm inferior. But for me, it is a reminder that this is not my equal. Mm-hmm. That if I'm about to say something slick, that when I say that, Mr. Johnson, that snatches me right back to reality. Mm-hmm. That this man is my supervisor or this woman is my supervisor. So I've always called my bosses either Mr. or Mrs. And so we do yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am at the house. You know,
But
every now and again, girl, they try to flip a what or hi or. And I'm like, because I
no.
remember that I'm an adult, but they don't have the same, I want to please my mama, I want to please my daddy, I want to make my grandmama proud that we did, girl, because we will go all the way the fuck out.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, and you know what, their friends are not getting that same level of This is how you respect people. So if I'm listening to my friend call their mom by Betty. Her name, or don't call Miss Shaletta, they, you know, then your kids, you know, the kids start to thinking, okay, well, why? They get to say it, and we the same age, and I, you know, and I got to keep saying Miss in front of everything and Mister in front of everything. And I'm telling you, it goes on and on, because you remember our parents, they made sure that we, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, mm-hmm. ma'am, Mr., Miss. Our parents taught us that. What did you girl, say? You didn't say yes, ma'am.
You know, but,
we let it slide. I know I let it slide a lot of times. I probably should have. Did some back
yoked them up. Yeah. I don't let it slide. And I almost yoked Andrew up the other day because he was talking to his dad and he said, what?
What?
And I was like, what? What the heck mean what?
Yeah.
Oh, and girl, what the hell? I thought I was going to get rid of his ass. Yeah. Girl, I had to pick him out of an apartment across the street from campus at the little university he was going to. I was like, get your stuff. Girl, the other kids is already excited about moving their rooms around.
Yes.
Come to find out, you didn't tell me this. You're supposed to be guiding me through this whole, I got a new college freshman. They don't let you stay outside of campus when you're a freshman. You got to stay on campus.
But that is, I think that's always been the case, is that because they want the camaraderie. They want you to get to know the people on campus and the system. You know, they got that whole university system they want you to know. And you can't do that if you know, you going just to class and leaving. They need you to be right there in the dorms and stuff like that. And I guess I didn't get that experience because
I
lived at home.
I did too.
When I went to college, and I didn't have the dorm experience as many did. But, you know, with my children going to college, I did get that, you know, these apartments are for the freshmen and those are for the upperclassmen.
Yeah.
I did see that then. But you know what? I think it'll be a good idea because you're fresh out of high school. You need to know people, set some rules, need some curfew. That's kind of what that does. It gives you the curfew and
make sure
that you're accountable for some things. And then after that first semester, you go do whatever they go say where they want to stay.
Yeah, and I get it because, you know, they're vulnerable, they're naive. You know, there's some bad actors out there mm-hmm. that will take advantage of them and have them, you know, yoked up and linked up and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
So I get that. I really do. But, girl, I promise to God I was ready for him to go. I love him, girl. But I'm like, you are grown and you need to be grown and go. Because we was grown and left. Girl, I'm to the other little children, girl, they done already claimed they room. Who gonna move where? Girl, girl, he gonna have to go down to the basement. Because
but maybe that's where he needs to go to the basement. Give him that independence in the basement. But I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be a good thing because you never know what when they go off to college, the stuff that they see. Because I remember, I got to tell you a story. My daughter, when she went to college, mm-hmm. she went in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, fast moving, a lot of homeless, a lot of just everything.
All of it.
And one thing that I thank goodness I gave her God, and I told, you know, she knew church because mm-hmm. the Scientologists were after her, them kids. Every single person at their school, because they went to a fine arts conservatory, and you think about all of, you know, whatever goes into Scientology, they were trying to recruit early. So if for some reason you become a Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie
or Tom Cruise, that's the big time guy. Yeah, that's they already got
their hand in your pocket. So
yeah,
and her school was because she stayed in a what they call a freshman dorm, the school taught them how to maneuver. Oh yeah, they're going to tell you, we're going to take you out to these fancy restaurants. Oh, they were, I mean, those particular, they've taken out to fancy restaurants and buying them expensive gifts and things like that to get them to come to whatever little sessions they're having. And these kids mind, they're thinking, well, I'm just going to eat the food or get the good things. But see, they have roped you into almost this cult-like atmosphere where they get you at the beginning where you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to go back to my room. Next thing you know, they said, oh, well, you can go and stay at, you know, at Tom Cruise's house, you know, if you want, and go back and forth to school, and the chauffeur will drop you. So they have those type of setups that the school knew about, I didn't know about. And it was only when, and they approaching you as you're crossing the street, going to class. Hey, how you, you know, how you doing? You know, giving you this.
Man, and this world is tripping, but girl. You know, and that's why I said, you know, we have to be so careful with these kids because they are so vulnerable and there's so many bad actors out there. Yeah, so impressionable because, you know, when stuff happens and things go down, you know, we've given them everything we can, but girl, that enemy is out there roaming like a lion. And I thought
in
about
every
that.
Form,
I was like,
sex trafficking.
God, sex trafficking, drugs, frustration, manipulation.
The next thing you know, you be P-Valley. You out there on the pole and you didn't even know you was just because you needed to have a couple extra dollars in your pocket. Next thing you know, you're doing things that you didn't think you would do, but you know, you've been so, you know, gassed up with whatever they got going on and you get caught up. Because I'll tell you, my daughter, freshman roommate, she had a roommate of three. When we moved into that next semester, it was just her and one. It was her and one other girl because the other girl got caught up. She got caught up. Someone told, hey, you want to work in this particular restaurant? Next thing you know, she ain't missing school, trying to get the money. Next thing you know, shoot, you know, she living with some dude. So, you know, it was just kind of this, you know, cycle.
And so, it happened so fast. You feel
semester,
like you can't
3 months.
Get out. Three months. It don't take but three minutes because it's that split second decision that'll get you. It's that split second, and I can.
And you know they know it all. They think
they
know
it
all.
Oh,
and
they know it all.
And they can get out. Oh, they ain't gonna. I ain't gonna get caught up like that. But
they ain't gonna
get
me.
Did.
I'm smart. I'm street smart.
I'm too smart for that,
girl.
They street smarts, not like our street smarts. No. We knew how to catch the Metro bus, go all the way downtown, do a transfer. We was probably about 9 years old,
transferring, catching the bus on time, reading the schedule, because it wasn't no online. You had to read the schedule and see what time your bus was coming so you wouldn't be like, girl, get out of here. Get out of here.
They ain't got the smarts that we got.
But it's so scary for me because, you know, I'm like, what more can I teach? He ain't listening. So what more can I offer? What more can
I say?
The
door is closed on that.
Girl, the door is closed. All we can do at this point is pray.
Everything that you've taught him, he know it's deep down in there. It's just a matter of when he's going to be able to, you know, rationalize and say, oh, mama told me this, daddy told me this, I know this. It'll come out, but I tell you, you know, like I said, I have a 25 and a 27 year old, and they still be making some. I'm like, why do you thought that was okay? Why do you think that was a good choice? You know, I'm still saying that, and they're like, well, my mind knows better. I wish I would have, you know, thought it through. No, you didn't think it through. You felt pressured that you needed to give an answer or a response or do something.
And then take your time.
And then next thing you know, now you owe some money or you didn't got yourself into something that you got to call mama for.
Girl,
mama and daddy for. So,
yeah. Well, girl, I need you to write a book because this is going to be a journey. You know, as soon as you think you got it figured out, high school turns into college. And as soon as you get that figured out, they head it on over to being an adult. And it's just,
And I'm going to tell you, and they're probably saying right now, you know what? I think my kids stay now. They were like, man, I always say, I know. But they said, you know, later on in life, almost 30. Oh, yeah, I really didn't know. I probably should have not said that so many times.
Oh, that's
I probably should have listened
right
more.
Now. Yeah, that's their favorite word right now. I know. You don't know shit.
You don't know.
I don't know. So how the hell you know?
And how you don't know? Not knowing on my money, go to not know on your own dime.
So you gonna make me just shut the studio down and call it a day? Yeah, you don't know on my money. You know on my money. Yeah, you know on my money. You know and I'm paying the bill for you not knowing really. You
know, yeah, I gotta pay for these mistakes.
Yeah.
Bum
calls, bum everything, girl. Mm-hmm. I just, oof, honey. But
that respect will come back around. You know, granny gonna have to just know that, you know, them kids, you know.
Is not
they get on social media and they see this is how people talking to their parents and grandparents and cousins and aunties.
Girl, it is a whole vibe. It is a whole vibe. And it's not just, you know, my kid is just where we are. And mm-hmm. and you know, I don't know why we thought changing the way we parent these kids was gonna be better. You know, like if it worked for us, why do we think that we had to reinvent the wheel and change it up for these kids? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. We don't. Yeah, we are doing them a disservice.
Yeah, because they feel they entitled. I think all of them are. They just feel mm-hmm. they too entitled. Like, you know, we would think culturally that, you know, they were an entitled group. But I think that whole culture, they think they're entitled to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everything. And I'm like, you know what? How, you know how hard I had to work to get here? You know, but they see the fruits of, you know, our labor. We grown and been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they over here thinking, oh, yeah, it just came so easy. I'm telling you, no. If you had to see what I had to go through to get to
baby,
where I'm at.
While you were still sleeping, I was working. All yes. the shit we ate because we couldn't say nothing because we yes. had to pay that mortgage and keep yes. all the lights yes. and stuff on. What?
Heard all the times I didn't fed y'all and I didn't forgot to eat.
Hmm. Girl, get the hell out of here. Girl, all the people I was nice know. To on your behalf that I didn't like.
Yes. And let me tell you, go ahead and you think you know, go do it by yourself and see how many times you're gonna call me.
Baby, they'll get it together. They're gonna have to, but like you said, the door's closed on learning.
Oh yeah, that's it. Right now you just kind of, like I said, be a trusted advisor. Just sit there
girl,
and
that
wait.
Is so funny. That's it. That's be it.
When they come back and they be like, mama, this is what I did. Oh, just be praying to God because you know already put them prayers in. You already put yeah. them in motion. And yeah. they don't come back like too crazy that you can't yeah. handle.
Girl, that's it. Too mm-hmm. crazy that you can't handle. Well, mm-hmm. all right, crazy lady. We are out of here. Thank y'all for listening to Tina and Shaletta. Love you, girl.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you ready to get your COVID-19 vaccine but not sure you can afford it? In Minnesota, the healthcare system can help eligible adults get vaccinated, even people who are uninsured. If you're 19 or older and don't have health insurance, or don't have health insurance that covers vaccines, you can still get your vaccine. There are about 180 Minnesota clinics located all across the state that offer free or low-cost COVID-19 vaccines for adults who qualify. Most of those clinics also offer all the other vaccines that are routinely recommended for adults. There's no charge for vaccines that are given by a provider enrolled in the uninsured and underinsured adult vaccine program. There can be administrative and office visit fees. To find out if you qualify, start with a conversation. Ask a provider at your medical home. That's the place where you regularly receive healthcare. Tell them that you want to know more about the uninsured and underinsured adult vaccine program, and they can help you find a clinic near you that participates.